It's a major blow because they're supposed to get those authorizations before financial close, which is at the end of July.
How credible are the assertions by Cowship South Africa that the government, though, has succumbed to powerful environmental lobby bodies, lobby groups, rather?
I think there's absolutely no substance to that. Cowship has mounted an extremely poor public relations campaign, which has not addressed any of the complex issues within the South African context. And the environmental NGOs mounted legitimate legal challenges to what were profoundly inadequate environmental impact assessment reports.
So according to your knowledge, and taking in consideration that rejection of the environmental impact assessment, what is the potential impact of the gas-burning ships on our environment?
Well, those are detailed in correspondence and submissions relating to the impact on fisheries, on various fish migrations, as well as noise impact on the local population, and so on and so forth. There's a wide range of issues that they have that they have raised here.
And how serious should we take the allegations of corruption which have surrounded the consideration of these power ships by a rival bidder?
Well, we have to wait for the court case, which is another factor in delaying the possibility of power ships meeting the financial close deadline at the end of July. So we're waiting for that. I've also heard that there's additional reports still coming out from the journalist community about problematic connections. So I think, you know, like in the past, during the state capture years, where there's smoke, there's fire. But we don't have the, you know, we don't have that clearly documented. There's some very, very disturbing string of journalistic reports about what happened in Lebanon, Pakistan, and various other places. And connections to people in South Africa who were close to some of the state capture actors. So we have to be concerned, but we still must wait for the firm evidence.
Mm-hmm. But do you believe that perhaps this whole debacle could be based on a bigger fight to further destabilize Eskom and introduce independent power producers?
No, I mean I think that narrative is problematic. We are shifting to a new energy industry, which is going to have a multiplicity of different players, which is what has happened in the rest of the world. And there's no reason why we should set up a conflictual duality between IPPs and Eskom. That's just really an old-fashioned way of thinking.
Professor, thank you so much for your input. That's Professor Mark Swilling, the co-director for the Center for Complex Systems in Transition at the Stellenbosch University.